A summer of tennis is upon us. I know you're excited about it, Candice.
I'm excited. Like, I obviously love the cricket, but I think I love the summer of tennis more.
Oh, huge. And have you told David Warner that?
Yeah. Well, he knows. He knows. But, so I'm super excited to be chatting to Wally today.
There is a great event to go to in Sydney, and we're going to ask the
great man.
Doesn't
matter what I think.
I know you love tennis.
Yeah.
You're a big tennis guy.
I like tennis.
Mm.
Just getting that in there.
No one knows tennis like Wally Masur, coach, commentator, former pro. He's the Holy Trinity. Morning, Wally.
Morning, guys. Well, it's funny because I actually really enjoyed the Ashes. But anyway,
there you go. Then.
Wally, the international tennis season kicks off with the new look United Cup. And it's across two host cities, Perth and Sydney. How good is this going to be? There's some fantastic players, but I'm really looking forward to Italy being a part of it.
That's right. We've got 9 of the top 20 men in action, 5 of the top 10 women. Novak Djokovic will be here, Iga Swiatek, world number one. So it's going to be a pretty hot field. So basically, it'll be a men's singles, a women's singles, and then a mixed doubles. And Australia right now has the number one doubles player in the world in Storm Hunter and the number 4 men's doubles player in the world in Matt Edmonds. So I reckon we've got a pretty good team with Demon, Isla, Tomjanovic, and those two.
No wonder all the top ones are turning up too. The prize money looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's a story in sport, isn't it? The money just keeps growing exponentially. But I think it's about a $15 million prize pool that they're playing for. And there are ATP and WTA points on the line as well. So that always gives it legitimacy.
So this is going to be a fantastic tournament. But there's news today that Rafa Nadal will be turning to the Brisbane International. So that's good news for Rafa fans.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, I just look at the motivation of, obviously, Roger retired injured, but, the motivation of Rafa and a Novak, for example, who've just achieved so much in the sport, and they just keep pushing themselves. And look, one thing, if Rafa shows up, you know he's going to give his absolute best and he'll be ready to play. I mean, he's an incredible professional. That's a huge boost for the Brisbane event. He's one of my favourite players of all time because if you pay the admission fee and you go to watch Rafa play, you'll get your money's worth. He's absolutely awesome.
All those names you just mentioned, you know, Nadal, Federer, Djokovic, they've been dominant for so long. They're starting to retire, you know, one by one. Who for you sits in the next crop of superstars? Who are the names we should know? And can any of them eclipse the legacies that these fellas have left?
Yeah, it's really interesting these days because you sort of think, you see some young 17, 18, 19-year-old players and you think they're going to threaten the top players, but what's sort of become apparent, you know, the athleticism in the sport has improved so much that these young players need a series of physical pre-seasons that they have to go through to be able to match the big players in the best of 5-set sort of scenarios. And then they just need to get, you know, a volume of matches under their belt, build points, build confidence, build belief. So, you know, Sinner, TFO, obviously Alcaraz poked his head up at a very young age and just played some extraordinary tennis to grab a couple of majors already. So he's definitely the next heir apparent. I quite like this young kid, Ben Shelton. He's a young American. He serves about 250 kilometres an hour. He's an absolute beast. I used to play against his dad, so that makes me feel pretty old. I would keep my eye out for him. And I think Francis Tiafoe. Now, these are names that you've probably heard. They're not like, you know, complete rookies.
Yeah, I think they're 16 and 17. I think they're 16 and 17 in the world, respectively, at the moment.
You know more than I do. But look, yeah, I think keep an eye out for those sort of players to win majors because they've got the physicality and they've got the game. But, you know, just getting back to the United Cup, it's a massive event. So they start in Perth, and they start in Sydney on the 29th, and the finals will come together for the final 3 or 4 days in Sydney between, say, the 3rd of Jan and the 7th of Jan. So it's going to be an absolute smorgasbord of tennis.
It will.
2024.
Great Christmas present as well, because these tickets, very affordable. Yeah. $40 for adults, $20 for kids, or $100 for a family pass for a day of tennis. That's great fun.
For a family, $100 at that level of competition with that standard of player playing, that's a fantastic
My daughters
deal.
Play tennis, and they will be going. So we'll be looking at the draw, looking at hopefully, if David makes that Sydney Test match, looking at when he'll be batting, and we'll definitely be out there because when you've got players...
While he's batting.
international, you know, when you've got these incredible players on our doorstep, you know, for young females and young boys out there...
Oh, great role models.
Absolutely fantastic role models. But to see them in action and how they go about it we don't get that opportunity. We get it once a year, so it'll be really special.
Absolutely. It is from the 29th to the 7th of January. You can get your tickets at unitedcup.com and you'll hear this man calling it. Wally Masseur, thanks for your time today.
If it happened overnight, you'll hear it in the Triple M Dead Set Legends Sports Update.
Oh, I like this. New Blues coach Michael Maguire has put form above incumbency and also plans to gauge Jack Whiten's interest about coming out of representative retirement for next year's State of Origin series. He said this during the week.
I'm going to let all the players play. And then, obviously, there I'll assess how they're all going. I haven't got no preconceived ideas about what the team's going to look like.
Well, that's how you coach.
See, it works for Queensland, that whole, you know, I'm an incumbent, I pull on the maroon jersey, I'm a different person. That doesn't work for New South Wales. I agree with him 100%. You play the best players in their position at the time.
Yep,
I agree. I reckon it works for New South Wales.
And I think that's where they've kind of got it a little bit wrong last year. Some of the players were playing out of position and they weren't necessarily picked on their current form. Mm. But, you know, he's putting a really great structure and staff around him. Matt King, a former New South Wales player, I think he's been at the Roosters for a little while, so he's going to be there. John Cartwright, I think, is the assistant. Brett White. And then Frank Panisi
from the Storm
will be the team performance manager. So
good team.
I like it. Great. 2 years. Maguire will be there for 2 years, and I think I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it.
Do we need to be knocking on Jack Whiten's door to return to the representative arena? I would have thought we've got a lot of
emerging. If he's the best player in his position at the time.
That's the thing. I loved Bradman Best last year.
See, you're talking about history here.
That's right.
This is what he's not talking about. Mm. No history.
You're right. You're right.
So
history
what is
on
that?
It. I shouldn't have done it.
Okay, so then where does Tedesco fit in?
Well, I don't know if he does.
Well, he may if he's the best player in his position at the time.
Okay, what about Latrell?
I think he's going to say the same thing. Yeah, he is. You could get a run in the coaching staff.
You want
staff,
to go through every former player? Because they're going to get the same answer.
We don't have time. Panthers deputy chairman Greg Alexander has slammed reports that Penrith would entertain an immediate player swap deal for star 5'8" Jerome Luai. I was mad about this.
Right, why?
I was so angry about this. Well,
Are you okay?
I'm okay now. I've calmed down. But they were saying that David Clemmer and Lachlan Galvin would come over from the Tigers. Immediate swap for Jerome Luai. I like David Clemmer. I think he's a wonderful player. He would not get a start at Penrith.
See, this is all you're worried about. You just don't want him at Penrith, right?
No, I don't. I don't mind for. I'm worried for David Clemmer because he wouldn't get a run at Penrith.
You're worried for David Clemmer.
What about
you?
Have
you seen him? Yeah. He doesn't need you worrying about.
No, but if you're a player, you want to play every week, and you wouldn't be doing that at Penrith.
But would it not be about depth? And when you have half your team out during Origin, he would be.
Have you seen the depth already at Penrith? Coming out the ears.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
You know what? That quickly evaporates. You've jinxed them now.
I'm not.
You have jinxed Penrith.
No.
That's an early prediction for next year.
Well, that rumour was possibly started by our player manager, Isaac Moses, who manages both Galvin and Clemmer. So I think
you're not happy with that either?
I don't like that.
You're worried about so much stuff. They're not worried about you.
I feel like you today.
Do you know what I notice what you do, Brendo?
What's that?
When you're thinking or you're talking about your Panthers, you rub the tips of your fingers together like you're rolling a boogie.
Do I?
Yes, and I often think, what are you rolling in that hair?
I could think of a thousand other things you might be rolling.
Rolling a boogie.
Just me.
I'm going to have to watch that.
I'm just looking for the roll and the flick.
You're going to have to watch that. F1, let's go to the F1.
I can't unsee that.
No,
now.
I know. Yeah.
You can't roll the fingers now.
I'm so worried about what I'm doing with my hands now. I don't know what to do with my hands. F1 champion Max Verstappen has broken an unwritten rule by not showing up to the Formula One driver's end of season dinner in Abu Dhabi. And he's got form, the prick. He's got form. I'm off him. I am off
More
him.
More power to him, I say. There's nothing worse than an awards ceremony. It's just the worst.
No, it's not an awards.
He's a tight ass.
It's a dinner. So all 20 drivers, they get together. It's pretty much the only time they all see each other in the same room. 20 drivers at the end of the year.
It's nice that they're friends that they can do that.
Oh, they're not friends, but they get down for a dinner.
They all hate each other.
Yeah, they all hate each other, which is why some of them don't come.
Why would you want to have dinner together?
So the unwritten rule is that at the end of the dinner, the champion of the F1 that year foots the bill. for all these billionaires.
So it's kind of like, ha, we ate your food and now you're paying. That's about as much love as he's going to get. Why would you go?
He won it last year. He didn't turn up. He won it again this year.
Did he pay?
Lewis Hamilton, who hasn't won a race this year, had to foot the bill.
Oh, poor Lewis.
Did he turn up the previous years when he hadn't won and he ate the food?
I only went back a couple of years.
Okay.
I mean, I got other things on during the week. I only went back a couple of years. But he's a tight ass. I'm off Max Verstappen.
There are some famous tight asses.
Like who?
Oh, well, I love him dearly. Mm. Like, this is a man I love dearly. Damien Oliver, the champion jockey.
Is he?
Very careful with money.
Oh.
I'll give you an example, right? Two. Once I was in the car coming home from the races with him, and he was talking to Lee on the phone. I said, Damien, he just got a mobile phone.
Okay.
This is when they were first coming out.
Nokia 5110?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I said, I just need to talk to him for a second. He hung up and said, it's expensive, you know. Use your own phone.
Unbelievable, right?
I just looked at him and thought, my God. Anyway, apparently it hasn't changed because when he was going to retire, he had an old pair of boots that looked like he'd walked right through a Ukrainian minefield in there. They were wrecked, right?
Mm.
Had it. And he was walking across the jockey's room and the jockeys thought, oh, he's going to throw them in the bin. He put them on a shelf and put $50 on them.
$50 for those.
For those.
Unbelievable.
That's what I'm talking about.
The original Facebook marketplace.
He's just amazing.
Well, let's get your tight asses on 133353. Dob in your tight ass, mate. Should we do that?
There's plenty of them.
We weren't really exceptionally tight ass.
Yeah. Issues. Damien Oliver level parsimony.
No,
that's what we're looking for.
I don't want Damien to hear this and think, I love him.
It's two stories and they were both Damien Oliver. Yeah. So, I mean, you've got to share it around if you don't want him to think that.
He knows what he is.
$100 to spend at Red Rooster. There's a bit of everything in every Red Rooster mega box. The Rooster is calling you to try a mega box at Red Rooster today. We want your tight ass mates. 133353. Bit of ELO.
Love it.
Mm.
ELO.
Yeah.
Wow.
Electric not Light DFO. Orchestra, if you're playing at home.
Well, I think I saw them in the 80s.
Asking you on 133353 about your tight ass mates. Dob them in after Max Verstappen, multi-millionaire, winner of the F1 championship. He didn't turn up for a dinner he was meant to foot the bill for.
You know what? I can't blame him. Why would you want to turn up with a dinner with 14 other blokes that hate you shout them dinner?
Because it's what you do. It's part of their tradition.
Yeah, tradition. You're a traditional guy.
Not for those traditions.
Not those traditions. No. Not where you have to pay.
No, not about paying. I know what they're thinking.
Haven't you seen whenever he takes his wallet out, there's just moths flying out.
Ah, yes. That old one.
133353. Graham in Southwest Sydney. How are you, Graham?
Hey, ladies and gents.
Oh, good. G'day. Oh, it's
hello.
Eager.
That'll be us.
Who's the tight ass mate?
A bloke I used to work with, he was one of our supervisors, and we got paid fortnightly. And we're working in the city of Sydney, and every time we had a shout, he'd go missing, and we just call him Whispers because he never shouted. And then when it did come around, and he was there, he'd want a JD and Coke opposed to everybody's drinking beer.
You can't do that.
One of those budgets.
See you later, mate.
I'm Australian. I'm Australian.
Absolutely, I agree with that. Yeah, that's no good.
It's like when you're in a shout with someone, and then it's their turn, and they go home.
Or they go, oh, I might get a cocktail now. Will you? You'll get a $30 cocktail when it's my shout.
Let me tell you this. Never be the first to shout in a group, right?
No, you do want to be the first
to shout. No, you don't. Because everybody's there. You've got to shout them.
Oh.
By the time these others who hang back, by the time it's their shout, half the group have gone.
See, only a real tight ass would know that.
Real tight ass.
Only a person who's been done by that 10 times.
I disagree because I think they've gotten the taste for it by that time. And then they're like, oh, I'll get two and I'll get two cocktails.
Thirsty.
And then you're shelling out. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. Sim in Glenmore Park, who's the tight ass?
G'day, how you going?
Good, mate.
Look, he's a mate, a local mate, and no doubt he'll be listening in on the radio now, so he'll give him a shout out. I reckon. Look, he refuses, for the last 20 years that I've known him, he refuses to buy fresh milk. So the only milk that he has is powdered milk, because he reckons fresh milk is overpriced.
Because it's mostly water.
Yeah, well, anytime we have it is milk is powdered milk.
Oh,
and furthermore, he likes his tea. So when he serves up tea, he actually makes us save the tea bags for next time.
No.
So
horrific.
We've got to put them on the side and he reuses them. So he's the ultimate tight ass.
I know times are tough, but it's not the depression.
Name, what's his name?
Yeah, what's his name? John.
Yep. John Lift. No good.
Mate, John.
I don't like that.
That's the teabag's got
that
me.
That is lousy.
Ash in Sutherland, who's the tight ass mate?
Oh, a mate of mine, Damien, he's notorious. I don't reckon they could get any tighter, and this story's a cracker.
Great.
A couple of years ago, we went and saw the great 1927 at a local establishment in Cronulla. Mm. And just as we walked in, the boys just grabbed the menu and got a couple of share plates, a couple of pizzas, a tray of olives, a couple of dips. Once we'd all finished, he got the menu, calculated how many pieces of pizza, how many olives, how many crackers and cheese he had, grabbed the change and proceeded to count his change out onto the table and didn't spend a cent more than what he ate.
Right. See, now,
that's sick.
Barred forever.
Yeah.
Now, anyone who does that.
Very best. Very best. Yeah, he hasn't been invited back.
Nah. No, you wouldn't be.
Do you think this is an illness?
No, I think it's a badge of honour with some people.
With Damien, it sounds like it. And I tell you, nothing beats individual olive on the bill. So you win, Ash. You've got $100 to spend at Red Rooster on a mega box. Well, you can spend it on more than just the mega box, but they've got the Red Roosters calling you to try a mega box at Red Rooster today. Good on you.
Thank you very much.
No sharing with Damien.
No, just barring.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Ash. It's getting to Christmas time. I don't know if I'll
see. I love Christmas.
I don't know if I'll see you guys before then. I just want to get you some gifts.
Really?
To say one Merry Christmas and thank you for the year because I've had a lot of fun with you guys.
And then it makes me feel really bad because I didn't bring any gifts in.
I don't feel so bad about not bringing the gift in, but I will.
You shouldn't
do
feel
something.
Bad, yeah. Candice. Your presence is enough. You should feel bad, Richard. Okay, so here we go. I spent most of the week racking my brain on what to get you, Richard, because you're the hardest to buy for. You're a bit of a Grinch and you're very judgmental. So I was thinking, what do I get, Richard? What do I get the man that has everything? And we definitely talked about this off air. I don't know if it may have made its way on air. It's certainly about to. What do you love most at Christmas? What's your favourite thing at Christmas time?
It's clearly only one thing.
What's that?
Christmas cake.
Oh, I didn't get that. Oh. That's not what I got. No, it's another thing you love at Christmas. If you're having a lunch and
ham.
It's not a ham. Oh. Hang on, I'll just.
Bonbons.
Is it a food stuff?
No, it is sort of. Talk amongst yourselves.
I have no idea.
It's a six pack of Crownies.
Oh, Crownies, yeah. The king of beers.
The king of beers. You love Crownies.
The Crownie is the most underrated beer still on the market.
How good. There you go. That's
how
you.
I thought you'd like that. Enjoy.
I thought you
that
would.
I will enjoy.
Now.
That's a great present.
You know what? I lament the sad demise of the Crownie as the primo beer.
Not anymore. We're bringing it back, baby.
Back in the 80s there and 90s, if you had money, you drank Crownies.
That's it. Now, unfortunately, as I put them down, I did spend most of the week thinking about what to get Richard for Christmas. So you also got a pack of Crownies, a six-pack of Crownies from the same carton as did producer Beck. So Merry Christmas, and that means one left
Crownies
over for me.
That's a thing, you know, Crownies at Christmas.
It should be. Hashtag it. Get it trending, please. What is it? Crownies for Christmas.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Get out your Crownies.
God, if we don't get a sponsorship from this.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
For the final time this year.
Rusty's Motorsport Update. For Bendix. Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
The great man, the Rustafarian. He joins us. Greg Rust, good morning.
This has been an epic year with you guys. I don't want it to end.
No, it has been enlightening for me too, that trying to find that many words that have Rust in the name.
Well, here's the go. I want you to be the judge of your favourite nickname because we've compiled some of them, Rusty. So here from throughout the year.
Our man, Rustang Sally.
Morning. I love the old Rust Bucket on a Saturday morning.
Oh, right. You're going with Rust Bucket.
The Rustle Burger.
Yes.
Can you hear that? Must be some breeze about because there's some rustling going on. What's missing between tea and worthy?
Tea and worthy?
Yeah, what's missing?
Tea.
Rust.
Rust, you're damn straight. Oh. Old mate G Rust. Greg Rust, or as I like to call him, Senior Oxido. Yes, that's right. That is Spanish for Mr.
Oh my
Rust.
God.
I believe we got to 100 episodes this week, Rusty. Well done, my man.
Yeah. We did. Thank you very much.
Oh,
nice
it's good
to
hear.
To the full crew, too.
Good to hear the old Rustafarian. He's
bit of fun all year, Rusty.
Rust Bucket is a fave. My mates from high school still call me that, call me Bucket. closely followed by Senior Oxido. Where did that come from?
No, that is the worst one.
Thank you so much.
That's terrible.
He thinks it's the worst one because I came up with it, Rusty. That's why he hates it.
Because you've got to explain it. You've got to explain it.
Do you know, I only just got the what's between the T and the worthy. I only just got it.
Took you several months.
T Rustworthy.
Yeah, I only just got that.
You know where you don't have to explain that nickname?
No, I...
In Spain. Yeah. You don't have to explain it in Spain.
Yeah, so if he's, you know, ever in Spain.
Let's get into motorsport. Brody Kostecki, you wrapped up the Supercars title in Adelaide. It's really an against all odds win, isn't it? A story more people should know about, Rusty.
Yeah, absolutely. And Roland Dane, a rival former team boss, wrote about this in a column during the week. He has been at times kind of couch surfing. He's turned up with his life in almost like bin liners or garbage bags, hopping from place to place. He's properly learnt how to engineer and build race cars, and the entire time just immersed himself in learning the craft of driving, right? So to think that someone like that, without a silver spoon, can make his way and win the championship, I think is just a remarkable story, and that's one that needs to be told more widely.
Yes, it's very hard when you're on the high wire without a net. Plenty of people have got a net, you know, someone to catch them, someone with money underneath them. Am I right in thinking that this week was on your pod, I think, that he's getting some minor surgery?
Yeah, for tonsillitis. So he's actually been battling it quite a bit during the year, so much so that at the Gold Coast and even in Adelaide, Candice will know what it's like when it comes to sporting regulations and what medication you can or can't take in these sorts of instances. So he basically could only take very minor stuff and had to grin and bear it, but he's having literally just overnight has had surgery to have those tonsils removed. But unfortunately, it's meant he can't go to America for some post-season racing that he was hoping to do.
Now, before you go, we've just got some quick-fire questions to finish, all right? So the most impressive feat this season?
Arguably, what did he chalk up? Nearly 20 wins, Max Verstappen, closely followed by Shane Van Gisbergen winning in NASCAR. That blew everybody away.
That was unbelievable, wasn't it? Max Verstappen, he's got the best car, no doubt about that. But what Shane Van Gisbergen's done in the NASCAR and also driving in rallies and all that sort of thing.
Correct.
He's on the podium.
Yeah, very good.
He's a freak.
All right. What about the biggest disappointment?
Don't you reckon those Pelicans on the Newcastle Council for canning the opening round of Supercars?
That
was an event that the majority loved, but it sounds like we have bent to the minority here, and I just reckon that's dead set wrong.
Yep. All right. And to finish, a bold prediction for 2024.
Brock Feeney to step out of Shane Van Gisbergen's shadow now that the Giz is off to America to race NASCAR and Brock to potentially win the Supercars championship. I reckon he's up for it.
Yeah, he's solid. Who's coming into the Supercars? Who won Supercar Series 2?
There's a couple of youngsters that are emerging through. So there's a young Kiwi, Ryan Wood, who didn't win the title, but he has impressed Ryan Walkinshaw so much that Ryan has promoted him straight to the main game alongside Chaz Mostert. He and another guy, Kai Allen, who's been taken in by Dick Johnson Racing, Ryan said to me recently, they are arguably the hottest talent since the likes of Chaz and Scott McLaughlin were coming through the same series about 10 years ago. Very cool.
And a question without notice. We've got Ricciardo and Piastri in the F1, the two Aussies. Yep. Who will be the next one to join, you reckon?
Next Aussie. It's hard to find a window of opportunity at the moment. Jack Doohan's been doing some testing in the Alpine, but we would need some cards to fall his way to create that opportunity. He's the man most likely, Richard.
Okay. Well, we do it all thanks to Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence. It has been an absolute thrill to talk to you each week, Greg Rust. Have a wonderful holidays, a magical Christmas.
Christmas.
A Christmas. There it is. It never ends.
That is my worst.
That mind
year.
Is always ticking, isn't it, Richard Friedman?
Love it.
Thank you so much for your efforts this year. We'll catch you next year, Rusty.
To you, your family, and all the listeners, Merry Christmas.
If it happened overnight, you'll hear it in the Triple M Deadset Legends Sports Update.
Now, it is December. You'd think there's not much going on, Candice, but we've got some grand finals to get to.
There's some plenty going on this weekend, and there is tonight the WBBL final. Unfortunately, there's no Sydney team in there. The Sixers had a shocker this year, and the Thunder, well, they didn't. They did better than last year, but they didn't do very well. So it's the Adelaide Strikers who won last year. They're taking on the Brisbane Heat at Adelaide Oval tonight. So
I think the Strikers will get that one.
They will. But I'm back in the heat. I love the heat because I lived in Brisbane for a few years. I had some wonderful...
What is it about Brisbane? People live there and they're sort of like infected with some virus that they've... Oh, no, we've got to hold a soft spot.
It is. I don't want to be that guy either because we're in Sydney. It's a great city to live. It really is. It's unreal.
Okay, really? But this is a Sydney show, so let's...
And I had some wonderful corporate experiences at the Brisbane Heat, and I haven't experienced that here. So, oh, I mean, hinting. And I know,
so, like,
well, as I look at Candace longingly for a box at the Thunder.
Well, see what we can do.
Hey, we can do that. Because I am a turncoat. I will just turn on a dime.
Don't we know it?
I will forget the Heat ever existed if I can get to a...
What
Sydney
about the
Thunder
Dolphins?
Box. The Dolphins?
Yeah, when you were on them.
Dolphins, never heard of them.
About mid-year,
Brendo just likes
never
a corporate box. If you can get a corporate box, he'll absolutely for any team. But there is another grand final, and it's the AFLW grand final.
Yes.
North Melbourne's taking on Brisbane.
Come on, the Lions!
What a year for Brisbane. First of all, they made the two grand finals in the AFL and the NRL.
And lost both.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That was a good year.
No.
And now they're in two finals this weekend.
Because you're thinking the Strikers will win. They probably will.
They probably
only
will,
hope
yes.
they'll lose both.
Oh, my
again.
God. Who are the Lions playing? Sorry, North Melbourne.
North Melbourne.
They've been all right this year too, the Kangaroos. Oh, no. This could be a bad year for Brisbane.
But lots to celebrate up there.
And then, coming second.
Yeah. The Sydney Kings, well, they got beaten last night by the Perth Wildcats.
Mm.
114-105. A-League, there's... plenty of games on there. The Wanderers, well, they drew last night to Brisbane Roar. FC are playing Perth Glory at Allianz Stadium tonight at 7:45. And the Matildas, well, we all love the Matildas. They're playing Canada in a friendly today at 2:30.
No Sam Kerr.
No Sam Kerr.
Injured.
No. So Canada are the reigning Olympic champions. So this could be a good game.
Well, we dusted them in the World Cup.
Yes.
So can we do it again?
It'll be hard to beat at home.
Okay.
We can do it.
Hey, did you hear about this? LIV Golf has reportedly made a $600 million bid to steal away world number three John Rahm away from the PGA Tour.
Wow, that's massive.
How much?
$600 million.
What would you pay a golfer that for?
Couldn't that money be better spent?
Well, not by John Rahm.
No, I mean, great if you can get it, right?
Well... that is extraordinary. I don't know. He has to take it.
Well, to put it into context, the biggest contract at the moment is valued at $200 million, and that's Phil Mickelson. $400 million extra.
That's a lot of money.
Is he $400 million better than Phil? I don't know.
He's pretty good.
He's a great player, but he's a golfer.
But now LIV players are allowed to play the big PGA tournaments.
Yeah, they are. But you know what? I suspect that they're going to start to suffer, those LIV golfers.
Why?
Less golf, less competitive, three rounds. You watch, things will start to go awry. I tipped this early.
Yeah.
I've had the nose rubbed in it until now.
Well, we'll see. Time will tell. Time will tell.
Speaking of golf, about Minwoo Lee in the Australian Open, which is on at the moment?
Mm.
He's 12 under. He's three strokes clear, but he started off yesterday's round behind the leader. And some of the shots he played.
Yeah.
Some of those chipping out of the bunkers and so, was just...
Incredible. Yep. He leads Patrick Rogers at American by three. He's on 9 under. And then there's Connor Syne, who's a Scottish player. He's on 9 under as well. So it's great. It's on at the moment. And then the women's, they play the same tournament. And they've had to use two different courses for the first couple of rounds. They've used the Lakes and the Australian.
Mm.
But I think this weekend, now that they're at the Australian. Yep. And Ji Yi Shin, a Korean player, is leading that tournament at 9 under from Ashley Buhai, which is...
Sorry, who's leading that one?
Ji Yi Shin.
Got it. Listen, we're going around again next year, which I'm stunned.
Some of us are.
Well, I'm stunned that they've allowed you back, Richard. You'll be back next year.
No one's more stunned than me.
With me, unfortunately, Candace, you won't be with us.
No. So look, this is a real hard one because I love this show and I've had so much fun over last year and this year and getting to know everyone and doing the quiz and all the fantastic people who call up and make me laugh. But my little girls need me. And on a Saturday, I've been missing their sport. And I know that probably seems only a little minor, but when they're so young and they're playing netball each Saturday and I'm not there, I really do feel like I miss out on things. And So yeah, I'll be spending more time with the kids, and I'm with them every day, I know, but it's those little things. But
oh, all right.
Yeah, so yeah. So that's why I won't be returning. But no. You know what? If you do need me from time to time, I'm only a phone call away. I'd love to come back and do the quiz. But it has been an absolute...
Hang on. Hang
no, no, no.
It won't be.
No, if you're coming back, that's the thing. If you're coming back, there's no quiz involved for Richard. No. He's making ultimatum.
You forfeited quiz when you said you were leaving.
No, and that's, you know, maybe we do the carryover champion and maybe you can host the quiz.
Maybe you... can step out of what we're doing next year because you're not on the show.
Oh, okay. So I don't have any say in
no.
this.
We are going to miss you terribly. I and that's the thing. And we've just organised this for you. And by we, I mean producer Beck. Richard didn't have a say in this.
They're beautiful.
But there's the peen, see the big peony rose in the centre?
Yeah.
That one was from me.
It's a big bunch of flowers because it is a non-visual medium.
But they are beautiful. And I'm a real flower person. They are absolutely stunning.
Well, you're a beautiful human. Beautiful. We have loved, I can't just talk for Richard. I think I talk for Richard. We've loved our time with you. And I knew you before this, but after this year, I consider you such a great mate. It's been so much fun. Oh. You're a legend of a human.
You're a very good broadcaster. And
listen, guys, this is too much
and
now.
You are a really good person.
Okay. Yeah. Now you're going to make me cry. And Richard's going to cry.
No, I'm not going to
cry. No, he's not going to cry. No, you've misread that one terribly.
But I want to make you cry.
Yeah.
Cry.
We do. No, we love you very much and we hope you know that because we always have a lot. Truly, off air, I wish you could hear some of the things we do off air. Yeah. We just have so much fun on a Saturday and you will be very much missed.
So, and I will miss the show.
Mm. Well, it's the funnest show I've ever been involved with, and I've been involved with this for how many years now, like 8 or 10 or something like that. And I hope you enjoyed your time on it.
Yeah, I have. But you know what? I will be back on Monday.
You will.
Doing summer breakfast. So it's not like you won't hear me.
And you will be coming off the bench when we need you. We're going to hold you to that.
Yeah,
all right?
I'm more than happy for that.
Great.
Excellent.
You've got to sit through Richard's list of grievances
next.
It's getting a run right after
you do.
This. No.
Right? You sit through it.
He's done a lot of quizzes. Okay?
I've had to be humiliated by that quiz every week.
There we go. So ends another year. It's been a wonderful one. Thank you for your time this year.
I mean, you had to
be here contractually, but...
You...
Yeah, pleasure.
You've been incredible, Brendo.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah.
Good fun.
What an addition.
I didn't know you before you joined this team and this show.
Mm.
And at first I thought, who's this guy?
Terrific.
And now at the end I think, he's a pretty good guy.
Thanks so much. That actually means a lot coming from you.
It's as good as it gets from me.
It's been a fun year. If you've missed anything from the show or the year, you can find it on the podcast, on the listener app there. We can't go without one more walk around the block with this.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
Richard's list of grievances.
All right, I've gone topical. For the last 3 years, I have watched, because I live near there, the Roselle Interchange being constructed.
This is another traffic thing.
And finally it opens, right?
Yeah.
Last week it opens. And I'm very excited thinking all these people who stopped me from getting into Victoria Road out of Balmain there, they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
But no, little did I know that the good burgers of Dromoyne and Gladesville and all the way out to Parramatta there, they must have had some mind-bending drug put in the water because they won't use the tunnel. There's a brand new tunnel being built for them all the way into the city, stops, gets to the Anzac Bridge, and it's free. But no.
It's a free tunnel.
It's a free tunnel.
And no one's using it.
And no one's using it.
Nah, that's madness. Sorry.
They are lining up to get into the single lane that goes over the hill.
Morons.
Why is this?
And they're backed up to the Gladesville Bridge every morning.
Is it hard to enter the tunnel?
Two lanes, the right two lanes. Go into the tunnel.
Why aren't
Get
they?
Get into the tunnel.
Oh, I was
What's wrong with you people?
That is absolutely fair. I was ready to go him on this, but that's absolutely fair. What aren't you doing in the tunnel?
What is wrong with it? Is it a brain-free zone out past the Iron Cove Bridge there?
Madness.
Get in the tunnel.
Get in the tunnel.
It's free. You know how they got confused?
How?
There's a sign that shows the tunnel. It says, city, this way, tunnel. And it's got, branching off the tunnel, the M8 goes out to the airport. Toll.
Yeah.
They've seen that toll and gone, nah, not going in there.
Mm.
I'd rather line up for 40 minutes to get over the hill.
Maybe they watched too many Looney Tunes, you know, when they used to paint the tunnel on the wall and they're like, no, I better not. Because Wile E. Coyote did that heaps.
into the tunnel.
Get into the tunnel this Christmas, okay?
It's free. That's it's it. Free.
Richard would know. He's a tight ass.
So exactly. Few things are as well. So if you want to take your family on a fun day, just get to the free tunnel.
If you go to the city through it. And not to the airport, it's free.
There you go. Have a very merry Christmas. We'll catch you on Monday. You're on Summer Breakfast.
Absolutely you will.
Oh, good. I'm doing the countdown after you guys as well. Oh, so that'll be fun.
What will be number one?
I don't know. I can't tell you. I do have the Excel spreadsheet, but I can't tell you. He ruins radio for everyone. Enjoy your day. We'll catch you next year. Don't waste your life.